This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. True Grit, that classic Hollywood Western movie, was remade in 2010. The characters in the film were equipped with authentic leather holsters, gun belts, and saddles, handmade by a craftsman located in rural Kansas. It's today's Kansas Profile. David Carrico is the founder and owner of Carrico Leatherworks, the business which produced these period leather items for the film industry and others. He operates the business from his home place near Edna, where he was born and raised. He is the fourth generation on the family farm. Son Denton, a K-State student, is the fifth. "My dad made me a leather belt when I was a kid," David said. He grew up cowboying and working cattle. "I learned to make these things out of leather because I couldn't afford to buy them," David said with a smile. He found he enjoyed making leather goods. People who saw his products would often ask if he could make them one like it too. David went to Coffeyville Community College, where he took a living history class. He became fascinated by American history, connected with some Civil War reenactors, and joined in reenactments himself. He then applied his leatherworking skills to make authentic period pieces, such as belts, holsters, and saddles, which reenactors could use. He also met and married his wife Dina, a Pittsburgh State grad who is now a teacher. David went on to K-State, where he earned a degree in agricultural education. At the time of graduation, there were no teaching jobs open, so he decided to continue to do leather work. "I told my wife that if this didn't work out, I'd get a real job," David said. "I haven't had to get a real job yet," he said with a smile. David started making more of the authentic cavalry leather goods. "We used to go around to reenactments and set up a table to sell our handmade period gear," David said. "Now, with the internet, we don't even have to go to those," he said, "as buyers purchase his products online." David has produced multiple items for the film industry. For movies set in the Civil War era, Civil War reenactments make great content for filming because the participants are already authentically dressed. "You have a camera-ready man and a camera-ready horse," David said. When he participated in those filmed reenactments, David would visit with the prop crew to get ideas. He also visited Fort Riley's Cavalry Museum and the Kansas Museum of History in Topeka so as to gather authentic designs. Today, Carrico Leatherworks specializes in authentic cavalry equipment and Old West gear. David makes McClellan and Hope saddles, military belts and holsters, Western belts and holsters, and horse and saddle accoutrements. He recently purchased dies, patterns, and saddle components from the famous F.A. Mina Company of Cheyenne, Wyoming, which made products for Buffalo Bill Cody, Teddy Roosevelt, and Charles M. Russell, among others. "I don't build modern saddles because I'm so busy with the period stuff," David said. "Some customers are reenactors, some are Hollywood film producers, and some simply want authentic period cowboy gear." He also rents items for Hollywood movies. David's handmade leather goods have been included in films such as News of the World with Tom Hanks, The Sun with Pierce Brosnan, The Magnificent Seven with Denzel Washington and Chris Pratt, and the aforementioned True Grit remake with Jeff Bridges and Matt Damon. For the movie Hostel, starring Christian Bale, David was hired as a cavalry advisor to teach the actors how to ride like cavalry soldiers. He's worked with producers Bill Curtis and Ron Howard. His products were even included in the Japanese-themed movie The Last Samurai with Tom Cruise. Carrico Leatherworks has shipped products all across the U.S. and beyond. It's an impressive record for a business located in the rural community of Edna, population 442 people. Now that's rural. For more information, see www.caricoleather.com. True Grit. The remake of this classic movie included leather items handmade by this artisan in rural Kansas. We commend David Carrico of Carrico Leatherworks for making a difference with his craftsmanship from horseback to Hollywood. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.